Racial profiling is not new in American history. Anita Wills is the author of the forthcoming book, Notes and Documents of Free Persons of Color, Colonial Virginia, 1650 to 1850.
Racial profiling is an act that has roots in colonial America. It began as a means of subjugating natives and Africans for their land and labor. Profiling of natives began during first contact when Europeans described them as having big lips, though nothing so unsightly as the Moors, broad noses, and brown skin. Later, Africans were profiled by hair texture and skin color, and as a race suited only to labor for Europeans. They were to be slaves for life in the system set up in America. Any deviation from the established profile was seen as an affront to whites, who often challenged people of color without impunity. Although racial profiling is no longer an act backed by written laws, it is alive and well. Keeping the laws off of the books affords a protection to law enforcement agencies that deny their existence. There is no paper trail, and those who are complicit in the act are not admitting any wrongdoing. The laws are understood, passed down in department briefings, and carried out by the rank and file. Mary, born 1730, and her daughter Patty, born 1750, came under Virginia's racial profiling laws. George Washington's father took Mary to the Westmoreland County Courthouse, where she was adjudged to be 7 years old and mulatto. The senior Washington received a 30-year indenture for Mary. Colonial laws were based on the economics of black and brown labor. Racial profiling is, for want of a better word, a gateway act, an act that will eventually expand to impact every citizen regardless of race. In our democracy, laws specifically targeting one group of citizens over another are void and indefensible. Yet justice is stacked against the average citizen who cannot afford a protracted legal battle. In 1780, seven African-American residents of Dartmouth, Massachusetts, presented a petition to the legislature. They were protesting paying taxes and not being allowed to vote. Several of those petitioning were soldiers in the Revolutionary War against the British. No sooner had one conflict ended than another started. Today, those who pay the most per capita taxes are the least represented. America is moving backwards and creating a climate of mistrust and fear. Many Americans are now facing taxation without representation, especially in the area of constitutional protection. As a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people, we must have a government answerable to the people. Until there is a referendum and movements to forever abolish all forms of racial profiling, we will remain a country stuck in the past.
You've been listening to Anita Wills, author of the forthcoming book, Notes and Documents of Free Persons of Color, Colonial Virginia, 1650 to 1850. Wills' commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.